Welcome, Senator Maria Cantwell.
Hi, everybody. It's so great to be here with all of you, but we want to thank Vice President Harris for choosing Seattle to celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act anniversary. You came to the right place. You are at one of the nation's most innovative economies in the country, and Seattle and Washington have long been the epicenter of affordable energy pricing. And we know that today we might have record heat in Seattle, but we also have a record investment in diversifying our energy future and driving down costs for consumers. So yes, Washington, we are leading the nation in accelerating the clean energy transition. And thank you, Jennifer Granholm, for the amount of investment that is allowing us to lead the nation in innovation. The Inflation Reduction Act is 10 years of predictable investment so that companies like McKinstry's and others can do the innovation that is going to give consumers choice. It has unleashed already $110 billion in investment in the state of Washington to drive new jobs and opportunities for Washingtonians. So the Inflation Reduction Act isn't just about this change. It is about saying that legacy companies just holding on to record profits is not the direction that we need to go. The direction we need to go is in innovation that lowers costs for consumers and drives new jobs for Washingtonians. Seattle is the home to the smartest building in the country. We are a state that recognizes and celebrates energy efficiency, and McKinstry right here is leading the country with over 1,000 unionized construction jobs that are building energy efficiency in every part of our state. They are building the Catalyst Building and a block in Spokane that is one of the most energy efficiency blocks in the nation. And thanks to the IRA and the tax credits in solar and in storage and in energy efficiency, McKinstry is going to grow their work in energy efficiency. They're saying doubling or even tripling the amount of opportunities. So yes, we're here to celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act. We're here also to celebrate that we are one of the highest nations of EVs, electric vehicles, per capita in the nation. Why? Because we believe in driving down those fuel costs. We, in passing this act, gave a $7,500 credit for new cars and $4,000 for used EVs because we want Washingtonians to be able to save dollars. That is that a typical driver filling up every week could save as much as $2,000 a year by switching over to electric vehicle. So you bet the Biden-Harris administration incented electric vehicles, and I was proud to vote for it. Buildings, Madam Vice President, you might see, we actually do something else. We build airplanes. And that airplane economy is now being switched over to focus on sustainable aviation fuel. The tax credit that I helped author that was part of this act is helping companies like Boeing, Alaska, and the SeaTac Airport transition to sustainable aviation fuel. So we're doing everything we can, from building those buildings to EVs to planes. And just yesterday, I was in Longview, Washington, to celebrate another investment made possible by the Inflation Reduction Act. A company called Divert, investing in Longview, is taking food waste that otherwise would go to landfills and instead making clean, carbon-neutral natural gas and building 40 new jobs in a part of our state where we need to revive manufacturing. So the IRA is working. It's working here with federal investments. It's reducing the cost to consumers, and it's building our future jobs and economy. We couldn't be more proud of the Biden-Harris administration for turning this ship and getting us going in the right direction. You have given us the opportunities for America's future. Now, I'd like to have Ichiro, Edgar, and Ken Griffey all back, but this is what the Biden administration has done for us. They have given us a landmark infrastructure bill in transportation, a CHIPS and Science bill, and an IRA. So they have given us certainty to helping us lower costs. Thank you all very, very much.